Welcome to your daily devotional for November 5th. Fraud. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 14. They have healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. We are hearing much talk about fraud in our election system. It remains to be seen whether this has occurred in this election, or if so, to what extent. In the Bible, there are various kinds of fraud spoken of and warned against. Christians can never endorse fraudulent actions, even if the goal is one that in and of itself is a noble goal. You shall not cheat your neighbor nor rob him. The wages of him who has hired shall not remain with you all night until morning. This was a civil law in Israel. Let us be honest in our dealings with others. This works both ways. Apply this to a homeowner hiring a contractor like a roofer, a landscaper, or whatever, and consider what is honest and what constitutes fraudulent behavior for both parties. They have healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. This is the greatest kind of fraud, because it involves deceiving another person to the hurt of their own spirit. Satan perpetrated the first fraud in the Garden of Eden, and death entered the world. The devil continues to inspire fraud on earth, so that distrust and resentment will run rampant and destroy the souls of men. Surely the Lord will not hold guiltless the minister or teacher who was shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. This condemnation includes those folks who promote a Christianity, quote-unquote, without the deity of Christ, without the need for repentance, without heaven and hell, and without a clear teaching that Jesus is the only way of salvation. No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren. Now, this is Paul's indictment to the church at Corinth. How disgraceful it is when professing Christians act in their own best interests at the expense of others. Deception, fraud, and other evil motivations are prevalent in the world, and we cry out for justice when they occur. But Christian friend, always be honest in your dealings and do not partake with the shady dealings of the children of men. For you, Christian friend, are a child of God called to live your life in the light with honesty and integrity.